Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. Have you noticed that once you get into the doghouse with women, everything you say or do to patch things up makes it worse? Recently, after a week in Fido's home, the last straw came when I forgot to pay the electric light bill and we were cut off. Well, I pretended that I'd done it deliberately so that my wife and I could have a romantic meal together by candlelight. She reckoned I'd done it because I thought she looked so awful I preferred to eat in the dark. But you just can't win. Sub-Lieutenant Phillips certainly can't with Heather, even though he's got a witness with him to prove that he was working late at the ship last night.
Heather, wait. How can I explain at this speed? We'll be at your office in a minute.
Good.
Slow down. Slow down for Drake's sake, Heather. You'll have us sore for our ankles in a minute.
Nobody is asking you to keep up with me.
But I want to explain about last night. The chief is my witness. He can prove I was working late.
If the price was right, he'd prove anything. I'm not interested in why you didn't turn up at the dance, so stop following me.
Who's following you? We're trying to catch you up.
Full head, both feet, Mr. Phillips, sir. We're nearly at Captain Povey's outer office. Once she goes in there, you've had it.
You're right. I'll run on. You follow.
Keep going, sir. You'll beat Heather yet.
I made it. And this time, we're not going to be interrupted until I've had my say. Now listen, Heather. We may be in your office, but I intend to explain what happened last night if it's the last thing I've... Heather, where are you? Oh, hello, Heather. What are you doing out there?
You didn't only catch me up. You overtook me. Do you mind if I come into my own office?
No, I should think it'll be all right. Oh, please come in. Darling.
Would you mind going in first, Chief?
What? But surely it's ladies first.
Possibly, but... ladies first. Or not. I prefer to make sure that I have a chaperone when Mr. Phillips is about.
Right.
Oh, for goodness sake, stop it. Come on in, Heather. I want to have a serious talk.
Mr. Phillips?
What?
Don't shut the door. You'll catch a skirt in it.
Pardon?
No! My skirt.
Oh! Oh! Oh, dear. Oh!
Leslie!
Oh! Oh, I see. Woo-hoo-hoo. Yeah, that saucy lot's never naval issue, surely.
Pertwee, close my eyes. I mean, your eyes. Go away. No, you better not. I mean...
Leslie, for heaven's sake, get my skirt out of the door.
It's no good, miss. It's in tiny, tiny bits.
Here you are, dear. Borrow my greatcoat.
You're not wearing one.
I say. What a bit of luck.
Oh, me. That's all we needed. Here, look through the window, sir. Here comes Captain Povey, number one, and the Admiral.
Oh, no. Head them off. Lock the door. Get rid of them.
Too late. They're here.
Heather, quick. Sit down behind your desk.
Right.
What's the matter?
Cold leather.
This way, Admiral. Oh, do get out of my way, some of you. I am an Admiral, you know.
Let me. Room. Attention.
What the blazes?
Heather, sit down.
What's on earth?
Cold leather, sir.
Well, what is going on? What's all this blue cloth muck on the floor?
Yes. Well, it's a polishing rag, sir. I was just sort of polishing up the office, sir, and before you arrived, you know.
Polishing rag? Extraordinary. Looks more like some bits of some old wren's skirt.
I am not an old wren.
Hello, sit down.
What?
Cold leather, sir.
I think perhaps you'd better go into your office, Captain Povey, sir. Offhand, I'd say this is a case where the least said soonest mended.
Yes, you're probably right. This way, Admiral. Follow me, gentlemen.
Tell I ever. I should phone stores to send over a new polishing rag.
I intend to.
Right. Sit down, all of you. Povey's going to tell you all about it.
Can't, sir. You haven't told me what this is about yet.
Haven't I? Well, don't let that stop you. Carry on.
Oh, not really. Of all the cantankerous...
I think Captain Povey's trying to say that we'd rather hear about this from you, sir, personally.
Would you? Well, you're not going to, because I'm going to tell you personally.
You know, this sort of conversation makes my sort of chat sound logical.
Yeah, well, very nearly, sir.
Oh, do shut up chuntering amongst yourselves and let a chap get a word in. Right, then. This is all top secret, so don't tell too many people, will you? It's to do with this blasted visit, of course.
Visit, sir? Who from? Anyone we know?
Well, hardly. It's the German fleet.
Oh, well, I can't say I exactly know them. I'm sure I must have bumped into them a bit in the past.
Yeah, well, six of their craft are arriving here tomorrow for a friendly visit. Your ship is to go out and meet them, then escort them back into the docks. Courtesy and all that, Coswallop.
He's joking. He must be, but... Well, surely there's some other ship available, sir. I mean, Anglo-German relations would be safer if we only sent out two ratings and a rowing boat to meet their fleet.
Yeah, always provided one of the ratings wasn't Johnson. Put him in anything that small and he'd go down like a stone.
No, not one stone, sir. 22 and a half, actually.
Jumping flower pots, they're off again. Yak, 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 yak.
I'm so sorry, sir. Please go on and do continue. We shan't interrupt again, sir. Now, you were saying, sir? Our apologies, sir. We're all
in. Hovey!
Sir?
Shut your cake hole.
I mean, consider it shut, sir.
At last. Now, if any of you can remember, you're to escort six ships of the German fleet to Portsmouth. There are five small patrol boats and their refueling depot ship. You'll pick them up in the channel.
When do we meet them, sir?
Oh, 300 hours tomorrow. Right, my chat's over. I'm off. See you when you get back. Goodbye, Povey. Give my regards to, Reaping Ivy. You're running a strip club, saucy boy.
It's just that I...
Oh, do stop waffling, Povey. Just send me a membership form and we'll say no more about it. Goodbye.
Well, it's difficult to tell in the dark, but I'd say we wouldn't go far wrong with just a slight touch of the old, left hand down a bit.
Left hand down, a slight touch of a bit it is, sir.
Mr. Phillips.
Sir?
You're blinding us with science, aren't you? If left hand down, a slight touch of a bit can be called science?
What do you mean by that, if I may ask?
Now, don't go all hoity-toity. I merely suggest...
Yeah, hang on, wait a minute. Hoity what?
Toity. That's what Americans call the number after 29. Perhaps you don't speak the language.
If I spoke the language I'd like to speak at the moment... Pertwee would be in the rattle for the rest of his natural puff.
Oh, well, I've no real objection to that. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, thanks all the same, sir. I don't think I'll bother. I don't fancy the result.
Re-what?
Result! It's the white stuff in the pot beside the pepper grinder. And now, can we get on with the navigation also?
Please do.
Right hand up a bit.
Right hand up a minute, sir.
Thank you, Pertwee.
Not at all, sir. One knows where one's friends are.
Quite. I'm just laughing about your little pun on salt.
Oh, yes. How can, sir? Yes. It's completely off the cuff and spontaneous little.
Was it really? Jolly clever. I admire a chap who's a wit.
When you're laughing and you're smart...
Sorry, pardon.
Great
number one here.
Starboard lookout here, sir. Lead in Seaman Goldstein, chat in. He's dropped another one, then.
Pardon? Who has?
Mr. Phillips, of course, sir.
Oh, probably. But why?
Well, correct me if I'm wrong.
No, I wouldn't dare.
I'm glad to hear it. But there's something a bit dodgy going on here, unless a heck of a lot of reclaiming of land has been carried out without anyone chatting us up about it.
Pardon?
Granted. But where the great frozen summit of Snowdon are we?
Well, in the English Channel, of course.
Ah. Well, in that case, it's a lot narrower than it was when I was at school.
Goldstein, what are you talking about?
Well, according to Mrs. Morgan, the Atlas, the French coast was more than half a mile from the English coast.
Yeah, well, of course it is.
Then why can I see both coasts without turning my head?
What?
There's a shoreline on either side of us, sir.
Mr. Phillips.
It's a trick of the light, sir. Reflections in the water or something.
Mr. Phillips, You don't think by any chance we've turned left past Margate and are heading towards Gravesend, do you?
Well, of course not. The very idea, that would mean we were sailing up the Thames instead of the English Channel.
Exactly.
Yes, well, you can put that idea right out of your head. I mean, I know it's dark, but I wouldn't make a silly mistake like that. Aha! 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 There you are, you see, that proves it. I knew I was right. There they are.
Who are?
The six boats from the German fleet. Bang on station, too. See their lights?
Well, I can see the lights of something. Well,
they look more like a lot of old barges to me.
Nonsense, it's the German fleet. Give them a blast on the ship's sound, Chief.
Aye, aye, sir, but I think you're going to regret it.
Well, that's odd. They haven't answered.
Perhaps you didn't hoot in the right language. Give them a shout on the loud hailer.
Right, sir. Another blast, please, Chief.
With pleasure, sir.
Ahoy there, mine captains. Here is HMS Trout Bridge. You are the German fleet, aren't you?
You were saying, sir?
Full us harm both and keep going until we're back in the English Channel.
I'm so sorry to drag you down to the docks at this time of night, Admiral, but there was a little unforeseen incident last night, and Troutbridge only met the German fleet a few hours ago.
Well, never mind what time it is, Povey. They're a day late. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, and they should have been here yesterday lunchtime.
Well, they would have been, sir, but I understand there was a slight navigational error off Margate.
Margate. By George, that takes me back. Did all me courting round there, you know?
No, sir, I didn't.
Well, you know now. My word, she was a sexy little piece, that one.
What one, sir?
Hetty, of course. A bint I took to Margate. Trim little figure and a perky little face. I shall never forget her. Funnily enough, I saw her again recently.
Really, sir? How was she?
Over 80 and as fat as a barrel. Oh, where is Troutbridge? We can't hang about on these docks forever.
I think that's her just coming in now.
Thank heavens. Creeping Ivy, what are the fools playing at? I said they were to escort the German fleet in, not tow it in.
Good grief, what have they done now with... That's not the German fleet, but it can't be.
Oh, give the fools a shout, Povey, and find out what's happened.
Yes, certainly, Sergeant.
Ahoy there, Troutbridge.
Ahoy there, Captain Povey, sir. Sorry we're a bit late.
Never mind that. What are you towing?
The German fleet, sir. They didn't want to come, sir, but we took them in tow and that settled it.
It's far from settled. That's not the German fleet. It's a load of old river barges.
Barges? You're getting confused, sir. That was the night before. This is the German fleet, all right. Give them a toot, Chief.
Well, I said...
Cast off towing hawser, huh?
Cast off towing hawser about 120 miles too late it is.
Left hand down and belt us out of here.
Hey, Troutbridge, come back. What are we going to do with all these blasted barges? Come back! If you don't make contact with the German fleet before long, they'll go Bismarck.
diamond vessel.
Do leave off shouting, Povey. You're waking up the whole of Portsmouth.
But the German fleet, sir, what are they going to think of us?
Oh, I shouldn't worry. They've probably got just as big a load of fools in their lot as we have.
Oh, come now, sir. That just isn't possible.
Left hand unter einbitten.
Left hand unter einbitten, it is, Herr Leutnant.
Dankeschön. Der Unteroffizier Bossen.
Achtung, Unterleutnant Felix. Wer ist der British Boaten Escort mit der White Ensign und der Jack der Union Eider Enden?
Ja. Das ist der wunderbar guten Question.
Herr Unterleutnant, gut, Sie haben der wunderbar guten Antwort.
Nein. Herr Unterleutnant ist Losten.
Herr Philips, nicht again.
Mit der Sorry paaren Sie die so randen, ja?
Hier ist der Bridgen, Nummer 1, Sprachen.
Hier ist die Leutnant Betzbergen, der Officer mit Control of the Radio Setten without the wires.
Was ist, Herr Betzenbergen, der Leutnant mit Control of the Radio Setten without the wires?
Ist ein Raserordensignal, Nummer 1.
Ah, ist von der Herr Kapitän Tubenhofer at Kiel, ja?
Ja.
Das ist was mein Thought. Der Signals from Herr Kapitän Pofenhofer ist always on. Was ist dies Loden von Kotzwollebach?
He is pointing out we are now on our toddler.
What?
The Frau Depot Boten has reported to Kiel that there is now behind them only 4 patrolling boaten and nicht 5 patrolling boaten as there ought to be. We are missing, so where the Kaiser's trousers are we?
Oh, one moment, Herr Betzbergen. The inquiry, ja. I shall make it at once, ja. Herr Philips.
Ein simple mistaken, Herr Leutnant. Is the Frau Depot Boaten and the other patrol boaten which are dropping the klangen?
Ein likely fable. If the other boaten's navigation is up the spouten, why is the British Channel only about north a kilometer wide? What?
Lally and Blitzen.
Achtung, Achtung. Herr Kapitän Glockenspiegel ist on the bridge.
Guten Tag, you chaplain. Ist ein funny thing, but when we left the port, I was with the certainty that mit und behind us, there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 other boaten. 4 other patrol boaten und ein Frau Depot boaten. I was also mit der certainty that the other boaten were mit us all the way to be. Now, there is nicht other boaten mit and behind us, so I was mistaken, ja? I must have been mistaken. I was not mistaken. There should have been 5 other boaten mit and behind us. Well, there it was already. Have you chaplains noticed? It's a most weird illusion of the opticals. You will not be believing this, but from my cabin with the portholes, through which I am looking with my peepers, it is a bit thing humorous, but the British Channel is appearing to me but about 0.5 kilometer wide. That is not a bit thing humorous, no. For a moment, I think we have dropped a dirty great clangor. We have dropped the dirty great clangor. Yeah, we have. Well, there it is already again once more. Well, removing myself from this muck pile, won't somebody? If my presence is required, I shall be in some room with the plumbing. Guten Tag. Ein großer Held, he was not, ja. He was his großer Held, was the Held with the hole in it.
I'm nein thinking I feel very well.
Worse well, you are thinking in a moment. Ahead is the dodgy-looking old Bolton. Is the British escort Bolton, ja?
What? Oh, left me unter.
Left me unter.
Nein. Right mit over.
Right mit
nein
over.
Again. Overbeaten.
Overbeaten.
Overshabberbeaten.
Shabberbeaten.
Mit the papers I can't look.
Well, look.
No. Ach. Stoppen the diesel motor.
Stoppen the diesel motor.
Nein, starten the diesel motor.
Starten the diesel motor.
Mind the bonnet.
Mind the bonnet.
Now the button.
Now the button.
Cool. Made it, we have.
Mit der certainty is the British escort boat on this lot east, ja?
Ja.
Nein, but to make the certainty, mit der Fahren on the final, I give the boot, ja?
Oh, ja.
Herr Philipp.
Ach, nasty. Der Dieselmotor ist mit der Full Blast ist angebot.
Der Dieselmotor ist mit der Full Blast ist angebot. Gedreht, mein Herr.
Come in.
Excuse me, sir.
What is it now?
Jackpot, sir. Rear Admiral Armbridge, Mr. Medevelle, and Director of Naval Expenditure to see you, sir.
Oh, no.
This way, gentlemen.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Thank you, yes, much obliged, yes. So kind, yes. Good day to you, Purvey, if you can call it good, with a shambles like this going on, who can?
No, leave it alone.
Leave it alone. Right, let's get down to it straight away. I shan't keep you long, he may, but I shan't. Now, how's the wife?
Eh? Oh, well, she's pretty.
Oh, you think so, do you? I thought she looked like the back of a bus myself. Still, we can't waste time here discussing your domestic affairs, can we?
Well, but it was you.
No, we can't.
No, not the time. All rush these days.
He was like this all the way down to the car, you know. For 2 pins, I would have gone out and walked. However, pins cost money, and as Director of Naval Expenditure, one must set an example, mustn't one?
Well, I suppose.
Good man, Purvey. What's the latest?
Oh, yes. Well, there's one about a barmaid.
Oh, yes. He's just not with it, is he?
No, not with. Who isn't?
Please, now, do stop interrupting, Purvey, or we shall get nowhere.
No, nowhere at all. No, not a hope. No, not at all. No, hopeless. Yes.
Look, what is all this about? I haven't
done... I'm very glad you haven't. Now then, as far as we can gather, the German depot ship and 4 patrol boats turned up here at Portsmouth, all right?
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, they were unescorted.
Unescorted?
Yes, I had to send Troutbridge, and so far she hasn't returned, and the other German patrol boat is still missing as well. I can't think where they've both got to.
No, neither can I, but we know where they've been. The pair of them kept popping in and out of the Thames estuary and waking up the bargees. And from what the bargees had to say about it on the phone, explained one thing.
What was that?
Language like that flying about probably made Father Thames old before his time. My word, I've copped a right mouthful in a few times lately, I can tell you. At least, I can't tell you, actually. It doesn't bear repeating, and a lot of it I've never heard before, anyway. How's the garden?
Pardon?
No, garden.
at this time of the year, it's...
Yes, fair enough. Now, do try to concentrate, Purvey. We must get on. We've had these reports, you see.
Yes, reports. Yes. That's what you've had. Yes. Who has?
I have. A fleet air arm patrol has sighted Troutbridge and the German patrol boat at last. And they're both finally heading for Portsmouth. It's even possible that they may meet each other before they get here, which would be cozy. Might help to patch up the diplomatic side of it if we've managed to escort at least one of their ships to the dock.
Oh, quite yes. I've been down to the depot ship, and the atmosphere was definitely a bit cool. Mind you, it relieved things a bit when they told me that the name of their missing patrol boat was 4L Brucker.
Why?
Well, translated literally, the name 4L Brucker means Bridge of Trout.
Heaven to Betsy, they've got one as well. No wonder Adenauer's had enough. Right. We'd better go and get down to the dock and see if they've turned up yet. They ought to be here any time now.
Left hand down a trifle.
Left hand down a trifle?
Oh, right hand up of Blancmange, if you like.
Nasty.
Do you mind?
Far be it from me to cast a damper on this frivolity, but we seem to be nearing Portsmouth. Have either of you considered what Captain Povey's going to say when we turn up on our Todd?
Well, we did consider it for a bit, sir, yes. But then we decided we felt a lot happier if we didn't.
We think it's going to be another of those days when he turns bright blue and goes all fangs.
I'm sure of it. Bridge, number one.
Basic here, old man. Urgent signal from Captain Povey.
What do you want this time?
Well, I rather gather there's been a bit of a mix-up. And one of the German patrol boats got lost, too. She's just coming into the dock entrance, and old Thundergus wants us to beat her to it.
Beat her to it?
Yes, old man. It's essential that we lead the German patrol boat in as escort to smooth things out for the diplomatic bombers.
That must be her ahead now, sir. On the port side.
Right. Full ahead both. We've got to beat her.
Full ahead both, it is, sir.
Engine room, Lieutenant Krieg here, sir.
Bridge here. Give us all the speed you can.
With the utmost pleasure, sir. You would be meaning now, I take it.
Yes.
Well, that may be a little bit of a problem, because the laddie down here who always sees that sort of thing, he's just away to the nappy now, sir, just at the moment, you see. He'll soon be back, but I'll pass the message on as soon as he gets back.
Lieutenant Quigg, are you or are you not our engineer officer?
Well, there's no denying that, sir, but to tell you the truth, all these little gauges and handles and wee little gadgets down here, they've always been a bit of a closed book to me, sir.
Oh, really?
Oh, you see, I was quite all right on the outboard motors, you know, but... Well, this stuff down here is the slightest bit more complicated. You'd never believe, sir, if you're
Lieutenant
only come
Creed,
down.
Now!
It's all right, sir. We've practically caught them up. We'll just beat them to the entrance.
Mr. Phillips, sir.
Come on, Trapridge. Only a few more yards to go.
Mr. Phillips, sir, we're not going to...
We're nearly level now.
Mr. Phillips, sir, there isn't room
we've
for
got
two.
Them. We'll just make it.
We won't, sir. The entrance isn't big enough for everybody down!
They should have made that entrance a bit wider.
Well, they didn't, sir, but you have.
What the Ribbentrop braces have you done to our Bolton?
Sorry, pardon?
Our Bolton and your Bolton was locked together, Mr. Completely.
Lummy. Huh? Now what do we do?
Send a signal to Captain Povey, Chief. Have firmly cemented Anglo-German naval relations in a very big way. Troutbridge.
P.S. Please send salvage tugs before an Anglo-German punch-up starts.
Why now, Troutbridge, take the jacket off him and put the mitts up him.
How right you are, Chief. Send that signal.